Hey, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Tuesday, April the 2nd. Happy Easter to you. You know, all this week, and I mentioned this on yesterday's program, I said that the Gospels are very powerful because they're going to be giving us an example of individuals looking at the evidence that Jesus rose from the dead and drawing a bad conclusion, not drawing the conclusion that, hey, the empty tomb means he rose as he said he would. They're looking at it from a negative point of view, saying that, oh my gosh, they stole the body. What's going to happen now? And we'll see a lot of examples of this throughout the week as we continue through the octave of Easter. But look, the good news for us is just because we are looking around us and seeing signs that this problem will never work out, this is hopeless, I will never get better, this will never come about, just because we are seeing signs that could be interpreted in a negative way, we have to remember that these signs can just as easily, through faith, be interpreted in a positive way. In other words, God can do all things. I just got laid off from my day job, but the Lord can find me an even better job. And Lord, I believe you can do that. Please help me. You know, and we begin to see hope grow in us when we look at things through the eyes of faith. That's what these Gospels are all about. So with that in mind, the Gospel from today's Mass comes from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around, and she saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Now, you know, we see Mary drawing the wrong conclusion, that the body of Jesus had been stolen. Instead of remembering, you know, he made it clear that he was going to rise from the dead. But I think people struggled with that. I think people struggled with the idea of Jesus being able to rise from the dead. So when they looked at the evidence of the empty tomb, they drew the conclusion that somebody took his body. But what I like about the way Jesus operates is he intervenes. He reaches out to Mary. He calls her by name so that she can see that he is alive. And I think we need to remember that if we are distraught, if we are looking at our problems and becoming overwhelmed by them, just remember that Jesus is reaching out to us too. He does not want to leave us in our misery. He wants us to be filled with hope. He's not going to give up on you. He's going to keep calling you. Just take comfort in that fact today. And I'm going to encourage you to choose to believe by faith that whatever you're facing right now can work out for the best if you ask the Lord for help. I'm not going to promise you you're going to get what you want, but I'm going to promise you that it will get better in some way, whatever it is you're facing, if you turn to the Lord for help, because he can do all things and he loves you and he wants to help you. But our job is to turn to him and ask for that help, to ask for that help, to ask for the grace to deal with whatever it is that we're dealing with. You can ask for the problem to go away too, but in the meantime, ask for the grace to deal with it. But always make sure you add to the end of it, "But not my will, but your will be done." Not an easy thing to pray, but something that's doable. You don't always have to feel it to say it. "Lord, your will be done." And then believe that he will comfort you and he will help you. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.